We used to walk down Sutwell House and down the river, the other side of the mill, and through the field that was always full of cows. It wasn't much of a river there. It was always very slow running after the mill, because the, well, most of it obviously was going down the mill stream on the other side. It was funny, because they used to call it a tar.
You remember that too, didn't you?
Yeah, but when we got down to a point where it current joined the tar, that's where, let's say, a lot of the kids played and whatever. But nobody used to go in that bit from there up to the mill, because the cows used to come from the farm there and across the river into the lights now at Sunny that. And but of course that's why nobody go in that bit, because the cows would almost decide, oh, that's the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a bit right
filthy, yeah,
yeah. Thing, yeah. By the time it reached where they joined, it would sort of clear itself a bit. Yeah. But it was never free running,
no,
as such.
No,
then it's funny, so this brother, and I was going with him, and he was tapping away. There was people, there were kids playing in the current and in this side of the river. And I said to him, why is it called a tar? When you're up in the lake, it's the burr. When you're here, it's the tar. And when you get down there, it's the burr again. Why is it? It's not two rivers. It's not as if it's thing. And he said, and I remember this ever so clearly, and people always look at me, that, because what was I then? I'd be 8 or 9 thereabouts then. I said to him, well, why is it called the tar? Because you always think of tar as what they did the roads with.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, no, he said, it's just because it's tardy. And
I think of that.
And I said, what do you mean tardy? He said, tardy means slow. And that stuck with me all the time from then on. Whether that was something he knew or whether it was what he thought fitted it, I don't know. We walked on then down to where you had to get over the stile, and then you went over a bridge over the river itself. In the shadow of the orbital bridge.
Yes, I know the one, yeah.
When we first used to go there, it was just a wooden rickety bridge. And I mean rickety. It wasn't long before they built, well, I presume it's still there, a cement and iron one.
Yes.
You know, that was quite something, because it obviously was built during the war, nothing was built.
No.
But the bridge, it really, really was a frail bridge. And of course, people get into Flint Cottage and the...
At top there, yeah.
The farm, obviously they needed it.
That, yeah.
I suspect they got it because it would be necessary for them.
Yeah, to go out over and over, yeah.
Them kick Flint Cottages. Must have been thing living in them.
Yeah, back of beyond.
Remember, well, of course, we used to go paddle down that far part of the bridge, the river, and we'd have a bottle of orange squash water down with us. But then when that all gone, we needed more water, didn't we? And we'd go up to
Flint Cottages,
and they'd fill them up for you. You know, I always
could have got it from the river, supposed to be clear.
Oh.
Was it?
Oh yeah, it was.
It's a chalk
stream. Because it had that, because it's a thing, but you just didn't.
You didn't.
I think it's to do with the cows further up, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Yes, I think if I knew the cows were in, I would either. Yeah.
But it was quite the thing, because you'd go up there and you'd ask if you could have a bottle filled, and they were always pretty good. I mean, I knew who they were or whatever. One of them, she called her, obviously her son, and said to him, well, fill it up. And he went and brought it back to me. And I always can see that boy. He was, may have been a year younger than me, or may have been a year older, you know, it's a bit deep. Yeah. But you could tell that he'd got a lot of work to do. We'd got and he would really be down the river with us. He didn't say anything. Oh. He didn't speak at all. Did you only...
Oh, shame, isn't it? Yeah.
And I felt really thing.
Yeah.
But the Flint Cottages, I say, they're tied in my family. In that my mum's sister and her husband lived in one of them.
What was their name?
Stratton.
It was Stratton, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got that in the book.
Yeah, yeah. We knew, all the family knew that Aunt Ada had lived there. She wasn't living there when I... but they'd always lived there.
Yeah.
What I didn't know until 20, 25 years ago, and I was talking with my sister, and she always would go on about having to go to the Flint cottages. Now, I knew that Aunt Ada had lived there, so I presumed that was what she was doing,
yeah.
Running errands from my brand in Spencer Street there. Yeah. But that wasn't so, found out. It was Granny Mardell who was sending her on errands to Flint Cottage. And then I said to her, "But why would she send you to there?" And she said, "Because Aunt Sarah lived there." Aunt Sarah, that's Dad's sister. And not that I knew her, I only just knew of her. She said, yeah, well, she said that she, her and her husband lived in Flint Cottages because her husband was the brother of Aunt Ada's husband.
Wow.
So there were two Stratton families there.
Two Stratton families, yeah.
And I had no idea about that. It was must have been 20 years or might be a few more than that.
Yeah.
The first I knew that I had two aunts that lived there.
Yeah.